who we are.
Really?
All right, let's start now. Since I'm recording for the record, let's do that pronunciation. Can you go ahead and give me your full names and your titles?
Upendra Chivukulan, former Assembly Member, Deputy Speaker, New Jersey Assembly.
Yes, Nikki. My name is Benny Newsom, a former Senior Vice President for John Paul Mitchell Systems, headquartered in Beverly Hills, California, and I ran the East part of the United States, New York, New Jersey, and the East Coast, and I'm currently a Republican committeeman for several decades.
All right, and then our topic today is called The Third Way, and maybe you can go ahead and one of you can tell me about that.
Go ahead, Benny.
Yeah, okay. Well, Nikki, basically, it's pretty obvious that what's going on right now is not working, not working at all. What you have is these two extremes. You have this one side, this socialistic redistribution, big government way. The other side is this plutocracy, rule by the rich, trickle down. That's not working. Both of those ideas have proven to fail in the extremes. What's needed is broad-based property ownership. It's what the founding fathers wanted. And believe it or not, both Bernie Sanders and Ronald Reagan, we have on our website, thethirdwaybook.com, you can see archives of them both basically giving a speech endorsing almost the exact same idea, which is employees need to own part of the means of what the production of where they work in stock, in equity, in employee stock ownership. And that is really the future of all capitalism. And we live in a capitalistic society, but I don't know about you, Nikki, I don't hear anyone talking about capital wealth. And that's really the key to wealth accumulation in the 21st century.
That's right.
Also, Nikki, I think, you know, when you look at some of the challenges we have in terms of, global economy and a lot of the companies, U.S. companies making use of the tax loopholes and shifting them overseas. Recently, Pfizer, American company, because of the tax reason, they want to become an Irish company. They want to shift their headquarters company operations to Ireland. And I think what we need to look at our overall tax policy in the United States is the highest corporate tax, 35% in the world. And what is happening is that 50% of Americans own zero capital. That doesn't make sense in a capitalistic society. So the idea that was promoted by our founding fathers, as well as President Abraham Lincoln through the Homestead Act, giving 168 acres to Americans to go west. And that is the idea. And they also talked about Ronald Reagan promoted the ESOPs and the employee stock ownership. The way to address the unemployment, the layoffs, and also make America productive, and also bring back manufacturing into the United States is through employee ownership. The Silicon Valley was built on this principle. And look at Google, Microsoft, all these companies, also Procter & Gamble and Publix supermarkets. Companies that have employees have ownership, they really work harder and smarter and make the pie bigger so that way they get a piece of the action.
Yes.
All right.
Exactly right. Now, did you see the video of a carrier where they're going to take all those jobs and ship them to Mexico? You're in Iowa, and I'm a hardcore Republican, and they all want to cut the corporate tax rate, and I say absolutely cut the corporate tax rate. But this is a Tea Party, right-wing, conservative, libertarian Republican, and I'm telling you right now, Nikki, not one dime unless you begin to share some of those tax savings directly with the workers, not some trickle-down theory. I'm waiting for some media person to ask my Republican guys, I'll let Dependor take care of his Democrats, what are you going to do specifically to get money directly into the hands of the workers, like Abraham Lincoln did in the Homestead Act, like you said? George Washington, which Dependor referenced, here's one of his quotes. America will be the greatest nation in the earth for people of industry and frugality possessed of moderate capital to inherit on the earth. George Washington. Thomas Jefferson said, legislators cannot invent too many ways to subdivide property. Nikki, we've lost our way, and I don't hear anybody talking about how to get capital, and that's where the wealth is, capital. Brookings just did a report. 86% of all capital wealth and capital income is going to the top 20%. My math tells me that leaves only 14% for the bottom 80%. That's what's driving the income inequality is capital wealth, not wages. We keep talking about minimum wage. How pathetic in the greatest nation on earth we talk about minimum wage. What about maximum capital accumulation? Why are we talking about that? That's where the money is.
All right. Now, you said this is a book. The book is called The Third Way. Is that correct?
Yeah, The Third Way, and the website is thethirdwaybook.com.
The website. Okay, that's what I was trying to get at. And then, of course, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the website and how people can get more information on this.
Yes, thethirdwaybook.com. It's the number 3. The website, by the way, is being inundated. It crashed 3 times last month. People have never heard this before, and it's pathetic. I watch those Iowa debates and everything. Nobody talks about capital wealth. In the information age, you simply cannot get ahead on wages alone. You have to have capital. By the way, here's breaking news for you, Nikki. The former White House chief economist just came out and said, endorsed essentially the ideas of our book, that this is the key, ESOPs and employee ownership, is the key to address wages and income inequality in America. I have one question. What took you so long to come to this conclusion? It's obvious. This is the way to solve income inequality, is get capital wealth and stocks and equity into those hands of the workers. And you wouldn't have all this corporate inversion. You wouldn't have people working together as a team instead of this constant fighting. And you see, by the way, I don't know about you, Nikki. I'm sick to death of watching the horse race and this mud wrestling between all the candidates and the food fighting. You know, it's fun to watch the food fighting for a while. But when it's all done, you're still starving to death. How about some real policies that are going to help solve the wealth gap and wealth inequality in this country? And this is coming from a hardcore Republican. Penrith, he knows exactly what he's saying, and he's one of the smartest Democrats in the country.
All right. And, Penrith, if there's anything else that you'd like to add on to that, how, you know, going into the third way, what is your view?
Well, I think, you know, the minister said a lot of these things, and the key here is that we need to educate Americans that saving money for the rainy day and you making use of the employee stock ownership plans by encouraging employers to provide that. And we are talking about looking at the tax situation. Corporate tax is the highest in the world at 35%. If we can cut the taxes and making sure that whatever the tax credits we are giving to corporations, both public and private corporations, for them to share with their employees. And I think we can create more capitalists, and we can truly become a capitalist nation. Right now what we have is concentrated capitalism. We want to make it broad-based capitalism or inclusive capitalism. That's what our founding fathers thought about, and we will make them proud.
Fender is absolutely right. Capitalism needs more capitalists. Does anybody think Donald Trump is punching a clock? I mean, give me a break. His wealth is coming from capital wealth. People need to know how the game is played, what's going down, and how to solve the problem. Let me say something last thing, Nikki. All the millionaires and billionaires in your audience already know what's in our book, The Third Way. It's the poor middle class that don't, and that's why they need to know what's in this book and need to demand these policies from their elected officials. They can save the country, save the world, save yourself, learn what's in this book, and then demand it from your elected officials.
All right. And that website, once again, is?
TheThirdWayBook.com.
TheThirdWayBook.com. TheThirdWayBook.com with the number 3.
Yes, you'll be shocked and amazed at what the founding fathers wanted. We've lost our way, Nikki, and this will help us get back on course. What all the greats in our history wanted, we need to go back to find out what they wanted, which was broad-based property ownership, broad-based capital ownership, so people could take care of themselves and not be dependent on the government. That's the solution to income inequality and peace and harmony in this country and, quite frankly, throughout the world.
All right. Well, those are all my questions, and I thank you both for talking with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye.